Essendorma from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Conrad is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Conrad.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. And thank you so much for joining me this evening. And this evening, it is Ask Dr. Conrad a Question. So I welcome your calls if you have questions regarding your eye care, your vision loss, you want a second opinion. I'm happy to talk to you. But we do have a problem. KFNX radio station moved to a new location, so they don't have the phone bank like they used to have. So if you do call and get a busy signal, be patient and call back. So let me give you the lines that you can reach me at the studio. 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. Or toll free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And I'm going to try something different. If you can't get through and you're frustrated, you can drop me an email. Right now I'm in front of my computer and my email account is open. You can send me a question at info at healing the eye. That's all one word, healing the, theeye.com. Send me the email at info@healingtheeye.com, and as soon as I get that email, I'll be happy to answer your questions. So the lines are open, 602-277-5369, or toll-free, 866-536-1100. So this past month has been very busy for myself and my wife. We spent 1 week in Italy at their national low vision meeting, which is a phenomenal meeting. And I was a keynote speaker. I spoke on microcurrent stimulation, some of my research. And I also gave a workshop on introducing doctors in Italy to microcurrent. So it was really well received. And I met a lot of great doctors. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a gentleman that I met, Dr. Limoli, who's doing amazing research with stem cell therapy. And I'll talk a little bit more about his work. But also, I was honored by being the co-author of a major book on low vision. And my chapter deals with microcurrent, the advances of microcurrent, and how it can help you with your eye problem. The book is in Italian. That's the only drawback. But my chapter has been translated to English. Actually, it hasn't been translated to English. It was written in English and translated into Italian. But that chapter is available for you if you're interested in a free download of the chapter. Just go to my website, healingtheeye.com, or give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328, and we can send you that information. The mission work has also been very busy. I was honored last month in India. I received a major humanitarian award for my help with the Indian people. This was a great honor for me. My wife and I went to Kanpur, India, to receive the award. And also when we were there, we visited Dr. Desai, his center, the Tirubhai Hospital in Jaipur. And we did a major eye camp there before the award. And Dr. Desai is very much interested in microcurrent and incorporating alternative therapies in his major ophthalmology practice. So we do get a lot of calls and inquiries from India. And now I can refer you to Dr. Desai in Jaipur, those of you that might be listening or have some interest. Our mission work is very busy. We're scheduled to go to Ecuador in December, and this is going to be a major mission. And many of my patients and friends of mine ask me, how can we help with the mission work? well, the Ecuador mission, we need to purchase some equipment for pterygium surgery. Now, when I practiced ophthalmology in the U.S., pterygiums were rather rare. Pterygium is a callus growth that grows across the front of the eye, and in a severe situation, it can obstruct the vision and lead to blindness. Rather rare in the U.S. In fact, in my 30 years of practice, I think I only had to remove one. But believe it or not, they have 75 patients scheduled for me in December for pterygium removal. These folks are blind, they have marked eye irritation, and they need help. So we do need some specialized equipment. And if you are interested in helping us, you can go to iMissionDonation. That's all one word, iMissionDonation. We now have a 501c3. That means your donation will be tax deductible, and any donation will be greatly appreciated. Also, we're going back to Liberia, Africa. That was one of the first missions I went to over 2 years ago, and now we're going back. And they are in desperate need for a surgical microscope, so we're trying to raise funds for a surgical microscope. You can help us by going to iMissionDonation.com. Also, if you are interested in joining us on one of these missions, you are always welcome. We're always looking for volunteers to help us in terms of triaging patients, helping us with eye exams. And you really don't have to have a strong medical background. All you need is just a will to help. So email me if you're interested. You can email me at info@healingtheeye.com, and we can send you more information on our mission work. Or you can also go, we have a mission website. It's called Mission to Cure Blindness. That's all one word, www.missiontocureblindness. You can go to that site. You can keep up to date. In fact, on that site, you can download a video of me receiving my humanitarian award, and I believe there's also a link to download the chapter in the major book on low vision restoration. So that's exciting things that are happening at the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center and our mission work. But we are scheduled to be back in Florida in a couple of weeks for our Restore Vision program. And we have a nice group of people that have signed up for that. And for those of you who want more information on our Restore Vision program, you can go to my website, HealingTheEye.com. The Restore Vision Program is a retreat. That's a boot camp. You go to our center for 3 to 4 days, and we evaluate your eyes using the latest technology and screening, and then we formulate a treatment plan. We begin treatment consisting of microcurrent, light therapy, laser therapy, you name it, intravenous IVs. We do everything we can to reverse your lost vision. And at the end of the 3 to 4 days, we're hoping that you will see a marked improvement of your vision. And then we will send you home with a treatment protocol for you to continue your improvement of vision. So it's an exciting program. If you want more information on that, go to my website. We're coming up to a break, and the lines are open, so don't be shy. Give me a call, 602-277-5369, or toll free, 866-536-1100. When we come back, I want to talk to you, give you an update on the major vision event we're having, which is our annual event to educate you on traditional and alternative therapies. We got some exciting news about that. So I'll be right back after this break. Back. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And let me share with you an update on our vision event. We've gotten so many requests from people all over the world that are disappointed that they can't come to Florida for our annual vision event. It was held last year in February, and it was well attended, but so many people could not make the trip. So this year, we've decided to do something interesting. We're going to live stream the event. And for those of you that may not be familiar with live streaming, is we have the video cameras, all the recording devices in our office, in our recording studio, and it'll be broadcasted live. So you can be at the vision event from the comfort of your home. I think this is phenomenal because there's just so much information I want to share with you. In particular, the vision event is designed that one half day I give you an update on traditional Western ophthalmology, update on new drugs, new surgery, new things that can help you restore your last vision. And this is just perfect timing for me because coming back from the Hawaiian Eye meeting, which is a one-week meeting in Hawaii where doctors come together from all over the world, and I do have all that updated information I want to share with you, and hopefully I can share it in common, easy-to-understand English. And, of course, there's an opportunity for you to ask questions. So even though it's live streaming, you're able to fire me a question. And so that makes this interactive event really amazing. Then in the afternoon, we give you an update on alternative therapies, homeopathic, microcurrent, light therapy, vitamins, nutritional, you name it, stem cells, et cetera. We're going to give you the latest information. And speaking of homeopathy, I am getting back to writing my book. This has been a major project for me. I've delayed the project, I don't know how many times, but now I'm back in my writing mode and I'm putting the final touches together on my homeopathic book dealing with eye disease. So if you want more information on that, you can go to homeopathiceyebook.com. That's all one word, homeopathiceyebook.com, and you can be updated on that information. But getting back to the Condrat event or the Big Vision event, we are going to be talking about homeopathy. And in addition, we are going to have live stream workshops, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to get Ning Wu to do a live stream workshop on microcurrent stimulation. And we're also having a representative from the Delta Laser. The Delta Laser is a really popular device that many folks are using to help restore their lost vision. He will be giving a live stream workshop on that. In addition, we're going to have somebody do a presentation on homeopathy, also on ozone. I'm trying to get my good friend, Dr. Robert Rowan, to do the live stream on ozone. So this is going to be an exciting event. And the best part of it is absolutely free. Those of you that are my patients, if you have participated in the program, and I don't care if you participated in the program 10 years ago, it's still free for you. Others, they'll just be charged a nominal fee to help cover all of our expenses for putting on this event. And all of the fees, 100% of them, are going to be donated for my mission work. So if you do have to pay a fee for the seminar, it is a tax-deductible donation. So you want more information? I hope I got you interested in this. Go to condratevent.com. That's K-O-N-D-R-O-T event.com. K-O-N-D-R-O-T event.com. And you can get all the information, how to sign up. And once we get your email address, we'll keep you up to date. The date for this event, I think I forgot to give you the date. It is going to be February 15th and 16th next year, 2020. And, of course, the year 2020 is a big year for any eye doctor. We're always trying to get folks 2020 vision. So the vision event will be February 15th and 16th. And once again, you do not have to fly to Florida. So you can watch this from the comfort of your home. The only thing that's required is that you do have a computer and you do have some half-decent internet because you are going to be receiving some live streaming. And if for some reason you're tied up that weekend, we are going to record the entire event, and that will be available for you to listen at your leisure. So mark that date down, February the 15th and 16th, 2020, for the Vision event. Go to condratevent.com, and you can get all that information. So I'm waiting for some knocks on the door. So far, everybody is quiet out there. I hope that with the daylight savings time, my listening audience is a little confused, and they may be disappointed if they tune in at the end of the hour, because with one thing about Arizona does not follow daylight savings time. So the rest of the country is changing, but Arizona is the same. And I hope that eventually legislation is passed to get away from the daylight savings time change. My understanding is it does cost people not only a lot of money, but in terms of health risks, losing that hour of sleep and changing your schedule can be rather stressful. So the lines are open. 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, toll free, 866-536-1100, that's 866-536-1100. One of the most common questions that I am receiving is questions on cataracts. How can I reverse my cataracts, Dr. Condrat? What is the cause of my cataracts? Is there anything I can do to avoid surgery? And out of all the conditions that I treat, I feel that cataracts are probably the most difficult because they are tough to reverse. There's no question that we can slow the progression of cataracts, and hopefully we can slow the progression so you can eliminate the need for surgery. But in order to successfully treat cataracts, we have to look at the underlying cause. And the big reason why folks are developing cataracts, I'm convinced, is nutrition. And I want to underscore that three times, nutrition. There was a major study that was published out of England where they looked at 1,000 identical twins. And anytime you do a study with identical twins, it's always a good study because you eliminate genetics. So if you're out there listening and you think, well, both my parents had cataracts, my grandparents have cataracts, and there's nothing I can do, you're wrong. As this study looked at, it eliminated genetics because they looked at identical twins, which have the same genetic makeup. They wanted to find out what caused an increase in cataracts and what were they doing to decrease the incidence of cataracts. And interestingly enough, it was related to vitamin C in the diet. In the diet, mind you, not taking vitamin C capsules or taking extra vitamin C orally. This was in the diet. And those of you that know me, I'm a big advocate of good nutrition and how important it is that the food that we eat. And our nutrition should be from the food that we eat, not from nutritional supplements and vitamins. Although sometimes vitamins are necessary and minerals if you're nutritionally deficient. But the best way to get that nutrition is by the food that you eat. So when I first heard this study, I said, my goodness, my wife loves citrus fruits and mangoes and, oranges and things like that. But I'm not a big citrus fruit eater, but I do like my tomatoes and red peppers. And I discovered that tomatoes and red peppers have a high concentration of vitamin C. So get your vitamin C in the food that you eat. The second big reason, and we're coming up to a break. When I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about cataracts. The second big reason is toxins in the body, heavy metal poisoning, in particular lead. So if you do have cataracts, I can almost guarantee you that you probably have elevated lead. And people ask me, well, where did that lead come from? Well, we grew up at a time when there was lead, leaded gasoline, leaded paint, leaded pencil, and that lead is still around in our environment. We're being exposed to the lead. So you've got to get rid of that lead. And one of the best ways to do that is something called chelation. Now, I know I'm going to be covering a lot of material here on cataracts, and if you do want more information, I have two great podcasts on cataracts. Just go to Kondrot Podcast, K-O-N-D-R-O-T Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T.com, and you'll get a list of all of my podcasts, and just search for cataracts, and two of them cover a lot of material. So we're coming up to a break. I hope to hear from you. The lines are open. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, and we do have a knock on the door. We have Dennis from Sun City. Dennis, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you, Dr. Kondo. I have a friend who had cataract surgery within the last year, and then several months afterwards, she started having a problem reading, and her ophthalmologist told her, well, you're going to have LASIK surgery. Now, is there any truth to that? And he said that everyone who has cataract surgery eventually has to have the LASIK surgery. Is there any merit to what she was told?
I think I need a clarification. Is it LASIK surgery or laser surgery?
Maybe laser surgery.
Well, here's the problem. The reason why, I mean, I'm not totally against cataract surgery. In fact, sometimes you got to get the cataracts removed if they advance to the point where you can't see. But I think it's probably one of the most overly performed operation. I see people time and time again. I had my cataract surgery 3 months ago. Were you having trouble with your vision, sir? No, I wasn't having trouble. The doctor said I had a cataract. So number one, in the old days, we used to talk about cataracts being right. Now, one of the problems, actually, there's many problems after cataract surgery. One is, I believe it increases the incidence of macular degeneration, the trauma of the surgery, and based on homeopathic principles, not treating the underlying cause, whether it's nutrition, elevated lead, or what have you. A large percentage of patients need laser after cataract surgery. Now, what happens is the doctor removes the cataract, which is a clouding of the lens, but they leave the shell of the cataract, and they put in an intraocular lens in the shell. And very commonly, that shell becomes a pacified, scar tissue develops, and cloudy vision develops, and you need a laser. So the laser operation itself is a very simple procedure. I always joke that a mediocre surgeon having a bad day, you'll probably still get good results. So if your friend has had cataract surgery, and now there's a decrease in vision because of that cloudiness, I would say he really doesn't have any alternative but to have that laser surgery done.
Okay. I have another friend who had cataract surgery and wound up having to get glasses for is that something that happens occasionally?
Yeah, well, you have a lot of good questions. The human lens, God made our lens, and it can't be replaced by a piece of plastic. So the human lens does have the ability to accommodate, by accommodation, changing focus, the ability to look at distance and then the ability to look at near. When you have an artificial lens put in the eye, you lose that ability. So unfortunately, after cataract surgery, the doctor can either give you good distance vision or good close vision, but you can't have both. Now, there are some newer lenses coming out called multifocal lenses. I don't recommend them because they have various focal points in the lens. And if they work, they're wonderful. But if they don't work, they're a nightmare. They are a nightmare. So I usually advise folks not to get that multifocal lens. In fact, recently my sister had surgery, and against my advice, she got the multifocal lens, and she's very, very unhappy. So that's why you want to hang on to the lens that God gave you. Do the things to improve your general health, good nutrition, and detoxifying your body, keeping yourself properly hydrated.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much, Doctor.
Okay, thanks for the call. All right, folks, the lines are open. Somebody got through. You can reach me at 602-277-5369 or toll-free at 866-536-1100. And I'll be happy to take your question. Also, we do have the opportunity. I'd be happy to review your eye records. And that's probably one of the best ways to get good sound advice. You send a copy of your eye records to me. I'll take a look at them and give you my recommendations. And there is no charge for this. And the way to do that is to go to freeconsult.us. Free, F-R-E-E, consult.us. And there'll be a link for you to schedule a time. You can talk to one of the people in my office. And once we get a copy of your records, then I'll review them, make recommendations, and they'll be relayed to you. So that's a good way to find out if you're on the right track. But just to be clear, I wear two hats. I'm that board-certified ophthalmologist that still does surgery, primarily mission work. And I also wear that alternative medicine hat. And to me, the alternative medicine is the way to go because it treats the underlying problem, the underlying cause of your disease. And that's one of the reasons why I like homeopathy. You take any disease, typically big pharma will prescribe something to maybe maintain the disease. Let's say you have high blood pressure. You go to the doctor, he diagnoses high blood pressure, he puts you on a medication, and you got to take that medication the rest of your life. And chances are you may need an additional medicine. But there's no effort made to really try to understand the underlying cause. And let's go a little bit deeper and look at alternative medicine. Well, alternative medicine, you know, maybe they'll talk to you about changing your diet. Maybe your artery's a little bit rigid. Chelation therapy will help, you know, relax the arteries, maybe meditation, all these things. So they're making an attempt to, you know, treat the underlying cause. But homeopathy goes one step further. Homeopathy really looks at what is the disturbance in your body that begin to cause these changes? And that's one of the reasons why I love homeopathy, and we incorporate homeopathy in all of our programs. Homeopathy looks at that underlying cause, the disturbance in your body. Now, I'm not saying that you should ignore alternative treatments and traditional. I just feel that homeopathy is a wonderful modality to consider to help regain your health and your vitality. And that's one of the reasons why I'm putting a lot of effort into my new book. This will be book number 8. It's called Homeopathy and Eye Disease. And I'm working on it right now as we speak. It's a tough project for me because I want to write the book not only for the lay people out there, the patients, but also for eye doctors and medical doctors. May be curious about homeopathy. So it's kind of tough to put all this material in one book and make it interesting for both factions of people, lay people and medical doctors. So I'm going to try to put it together so it will be an interesting book, an educational book. So if you do want more information on the book, go to homeopathiceyebook.com, homeopathiceyebook.com. I'm hoping that the book is going to be completed July 31st, 2020. That's a big year, 2020. And it would be very perfect to have that book finished at that time. So the lines are open. Those of you that have a burning question, because we're coming up to the last segment on Healthy Vision, you can reach me at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. Or toll free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. When we come back, I want to be talking a little bit about homeopathic eye drops for cataracts. There's a lot of controversy, and there's a lot of misinformation out there on homeopathic eye drops for cataracts. So we'll be talking about that when I come back. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Okay, we got another knock on the door. We have Judy from Phoenix. Judy, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Hello, Dr. Condrat. I want to let you know my husband had a double stroke in his right eye, and this was in August, and went to the hospital immediately after the diagnosis. They ran CAT scans, MRIs, echocardio, and several other tests. After a day, and they came out clear, which puzzled the doctors and all. He has a beige, like a marking pen, streak through one eye, the right eye, and the other eye all of a sudden showed a cataract. So his ophthalmologist is talking about having an operation to replace that cataract on the better eye. They don't know how that went wrong. He had 20/20 when he went to bed and woke up with this double stroke. I mean, this occurrence in this eye, which sent us to the eye doctor that day, and of course the specialist, the retina specialist. I'm a little leery, especially after I heard you say there's overly performed surgeries with cataracts. If it goes bad or could go bad in the good eye, the better eye.
Yeah, see, if that's his only eye, I would delay surgery as long as possible if he's able to function, because, my goodness, if he would have a complication, and there's no guarantee not to have a complication, you don't want that to happen in his only
no.
eye.
We're doing some aggressive things diet-wise. We've never been that bad on a diet, but we're trying to do what we can to get the nutrition. We did go to two of your seminars, matter of fact. We've been to your seminars when you were here in Arizona, and have followed you for some time. So is there any way to get that bar? Maybe two out of the five doctors, two doctors said they cannot say that it would not improve that bar across. So two of them have had probably, they didn't give us 100% encouragement, but they did say they have seen things change. So I don't know what your opinion is on that, with that obstruction in his eye. He can see over the bar and under the bar and the sides, but not through that little, the blood vessel.
Well,
where they burst.
What I need is if you could send me a copy of his recent ophthalmology examination.
Okay.
And you can give the office a call, and they can give you information on that.
I'll do that.
In particular, I would need his visual fields and any retinal pictures that they took.
Visual fields?
Visual fields, yes. Mm-hmm. Because the visual field will mark that bar that is obstructing his vision. So
okay.
I'll be able to look at the size, the configuration, which may give me some idea. So let me look at those records. But, you know, the double stroke, I've heard of a double hernia. I've never heard of a double stroke before. That's a new one.
I know.
Me.
It's very odd because he was repairing his computer the night before. Perfect vision. It never even wore glasses. I mean, he's
how
had
old
excellent
is your husband?
Vision, and boom, the next morning he wakes up with this thing in his eye.
Yeah, how old is he?
He'll be turning 70 next year.
Well, he's a young man. I'm turning 70 next year, too. When's his birthday?
Well, I'm your senior. But
when's
in any case, I have a cataract, too, so I'm very interested in looking at those two audios that you were talking about, podcasts that you were
talking
about.
Yeah, go to the Condrod podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now, because he had this stroke, you know, my big concern, and, you know, the light bulb is going on, is that he should probably look at some type of IV chelation.
IV chelation?
Yeah, chelation is an intravenous mixture which opens up the arterial circulation. If he had a stroke, he had a blockage of one of his arteries.
Right. He works he's a field service engineer. He does work around chemicals.
Mm-hmm. So you may want to get his blood tested, a urine test for heavy metals. And I wrote a book on chelation therapy. You can call the office on that. Oh, you have it on chelation.
I have all your books.
Chelation.
Yes.
Chelation is wonderful. In fact, I'm undergoing chelation myself because my blood pressure is slightly elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And chelation is helping me control my blood pressure.
Okay.
So send me a copy of the records, and
okay,
I'll review them and make some suggestions for you. And don't forget to sign up for the Condrod event at the free event, and you'll be able to watch it from the convenience of your home in Phoenix. You don't have to come to Florida.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the call, and I'll look forward to looking at the records. All right. I want to get back to cataracts. There's been a lot of hype on a drop called lanosterol, L-A-N-O-S-T-E-R-O-L. And it has been claimed that lanosterol will dissolve cataracts. And there is finally a treatment for cataract. But if you look at the studies, these studies were done in vitro. By in vitro, I mean these were cataracts that were taken out of an eye, put in a petri dish, and soaked in lanosterol, and it dissolved the cataract. So obviously we can't do that with a human. There was also a study done in animals, but the lanosterol was injected into the eye, actually injected into the eye. It was not applied with eye drops. So one of the biggest problems we have is getting eye drops to be absorbed into the area that the cataract is located. The cataract is inside the eye. So this injection, I would not recommend injections into the eye because, well, many of you have been getting injections for wet macular degeneration, which I don't like, and you should be looking at alternative treatments. But the injections are fraught with risks, infection, loss of vision, blindness. So the lanosterol eye drops, well, it makes some exciting news, but it doesn't have a practical application. You're not going to be injecting it in your eye. And, of course, some people are working on a topical lanosterol to be absorbed in the eye. But right now, that's not available. Now, there are many, many eye drops on the market. The two that I like the best, one is called Oclumet. This is a specially formulated drop, which contains ascorbic acid, glutathione, and ascorbic acid and glutathione precursors. And the reason why I like this is when you develop a cataract, the ascorbic acid levels and glutathione levels decrease in the aqueous, which is the solution around the eye. So it makes sense if you have a cataract, probably your ascorbic acid and glutathione levels are low, and you got to boost them. And, of course, the best way to boost them is in your diet. So how do you boost your glutathione in your diet? You want to eat garlic and onions. Those are very powerful precursors to glutathione. And you want to take food that has extra vitamin C, your citrus fruits, your peppers, tomatoes, and our good friend spinach. And, of course, there's many others, but you want to increase your dietary vitamin C. So I think the two eye drops, one of the Aquamed. The second one is Cineraria Maritima. This is a homeopathic eye drop, and it's the number one recommended eye drop that's used in India. In fact, the Indian Minister of Health has recommended that Cineraria Maritima be considered the first-line treatment for cataracts. So both of these are alternatives, but I feel that both of these drops will definitely slow the progression of the cataract. But whether or not you're going to get a reversal, I think you've got to do a little bit more work. And that work is really changing your diet, increasing your hydration, and do get tested for heavy metals. If you have elevated lead, you got to get the lead out. All right, we're coming to a close on Healthy Vision. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Remember, the Kondrat event, the Big Vision event, February 15th and 16th. You can go to kondratevent.com to get more information on that. I'm also excited about our two missions that are coming up, one in Ecuador and one in Liberia. And we are looking for help on our missions. So you can help us by going to imissiondonation.com. That's imissiondonation.com. And if you're interested in getting more information on previous radio shows and podcasts, a good place to go is kondratpodcast.com. Go there. We have a great lineup of all of our podcasts. So I want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. And this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision.